The thing that is newsworthy coming out of recent conversations, and then I can say, it's, I think everyone, or most everyone's aware that there was a lawsuit filed, and so we are the defendants in that lawsuit. We hired special counsel that prepared and filed an answer, and I think in sharing that response with the city commissioners, some of them gave me feedback that now they see how it is that they are subject matter experts on that particular topic. The filing was, you know, well-written, well-reasoned, but it also was very case law specific and kind of the breadth of how this issue is played out nationally. So our answer is filed. There's a whole process that has to play out in that regard. I think the one thing that we do want to get the word out about is, in light of that lawsuit, we do intend to pause our conversations about possible code amendments and at the advice of counsel, let the case run its course, figure out what the outcome of that is, and then we can factor in that new information into
it. You said something critical in this. Kind of has national implications. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a couple of places across the country where this same issue has popped up. I'm going to oversimplify this, and I apologize, and you know, answer what you can in general terms. But you see some businesses with pretty large signage for their business, big box stores at the south end of town. That those signage, if you put them on the side of a building downtown, would take up the entire side.
Right.
How is that different than just saying, yes, you can put your signage and create it on the side of a building? What is the defining factor there?
So our code is not unique compared to other communities. Size sign is a function of the size of the lot.
And there
so
you go.
The
okay.
front, it also has to do with commercial categories, but
sure.
most generally it is in proportion to the size of the
okay.
property.
Bigger store, bigger sign.
Right. Or
okay.
bigger lot.
Bigger lot, bigger
yep.
sign.
So,
okay.
And you know, the feedback we've gotten from our consultant is that our ratio is more generous than a lot of communities that they've seen. So that's the approach that we've applied. Our approach is not, you know, different than, it's not just uniquely different from what other communities might do. And I am, our legal counsel has been very clear to, you know, not get into the meat of it, but it comes down to the definition of a sign,
sure,
and whether
sure.
that is appropriate in the eyes of the court. The national context has been a lot of that free speech and different scenarios that are, you know, kind of gray or on the edges of what we all just typically think of a sign versus something that someone wants to argue is a free speech right versus a commercial sign.
Well, you know, Jeff and I have talked about this several times, and I truly understand a guy's desire, a person's desire to create art for art's sake, but also to promote their business. But a lot of people, you know, they're going to look at, they do look at the government. And I'm just not saying the city. I'm saying the government, the man, as the big, bad, evil thing. But there is a legitimate reason why these ordinances are in place. Now, they need to obviously be defined a little bit better now. You're finding that out. But the city's not the big, bad in this. You're just trying to enforce something that's difficult to enforce.
Yeah, I can tell you across my career, across multiple communities, the code enforcement, you get all ends of the spectrum, and it can very much be empathy to one particular circumstance without
yes.
a recognition that a very similar circumstance you're being lobbied to treat differently.
Yes.
In a person's mind's eye, they see that as clearly different.
Yes.
And from the city's perspective, we're expected to be fair, objective, uniform, and not address things on a person-by-person, case-by-case basis, provide some overarching guidance that applies across the board.